welcome to another episode of Twin Chat with Mason James. Here's your hosts, Mason James.
Thanks, Ed.
Our new intro from my brother-in-law, Ed.
Big up, brother-in-law, Ed.
Very talented musician, that young man.
Very.
I'm going to...
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Ed. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we asked Ed if he could...
put something together.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he came back with that and it was like, seriously? Yeah, that's amazing.
Away.
Thank you.
So we don't have the generic intro anymore, so...
Thank goodness for that. That was awful.
Thank you. So welcome back. This is episode five.
Wow.
My God, back again. Got a big smile on your face.
I have got a big smile on my face.
This week's been really interesting, hasn't it? Because we've put the podcasts up online and people are actually listening to it, listening to us.
To be fair, it was one of those that the podcast originally was just something that me and Mace would have as a step up and just a remembrance of me and the girls. And he was like, Can we put it live? And I'm like, seriously? And after some thought, and I was like, what have we got to lose? Apart from the swearing for my nan, I do apologise. He was like, yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, so jumping ahead already, lost our train of... So I'm John Mason, otherwise known as Mace, and I am joined by the lovely, gorgeous Gemma Mendes.
That's me.
Otherwise known as Jebs. We are proud parents of... two amazing twin girls, Millie and Tilly. We started this podcast a couple of weeks ago. We, got all the stuff together and, we've been having some fun and it's been great. Since we put it up online, people have been giving us some really great feedback.
We can't believe
best
how
feedback.
Many people
I know,
have been
I know.
Listening it's to. Been, it's amazing.
It's been fantastic.
Thank you.
And looked at the stats today, so you get all these stats when you put your podcast online and... just over 50% of our listeners are men. Did you know that? No?
That'd be quite but they generally, and I'm not...
You're doing stuff with your hands. What?
I know, but I'm trying to think of the right word and I can't actually remember. I'm not putting men and women in different aspects, but generally I would say men are the people that are in the car a little bit more, although I have got girlfriends that... do drive up and down
listening to podcasts
and
the best feedback that I've had so far, if you listen to an earlier podcast, you would have heard me, I don't know, getting a little bit antsy about the fact that every time I fill the dishwasher, Gemma reorganises it. I don't have a choice. Absolutely capable of putting the dishwasher on. It's just not something that...
He could if he did it mindfully.
No, I could do it if I did it exactly to your specification. But we've had this chat, and actually some of the feedback, Gem, that I've had from our valued listeners has supported me in this. So
but
whether you like it or not...
No, they haven't supported you in it. They've said that women are the same and also cannot stack the dishwasher. They haven't said... oh, yeah, just pile it in, all
no,
sorts, and there's a little man in there that's going to go and do it.
No, but then I don't pile it in there. So
you
we've,
do!
Look,
you put them so close together that you can't actually get the water spurting in the middle to clean it.
So I would just like to thank my male brothers out there. Thank you guys for supporting me in my quest to fill the dishwasher properly.
Which you can't.
Which I obviously can't. There's not a lot I do. Absolutely right, is there, to be fair.
No, there is a lot that you do.
But when it comes to around the house, there's a lot of stuff that, like, if I was to, I don't know, get up tomorrow morning and hoover downstairs,
on the floor, shocked to shit.
No, but you'd probably come downstairs and hoover again, right?
No, absolutely not. I'd be so happy because you'd actually...
I do hoover.
When was the last time you hoovered?
I can't remember the exact...
Exactly. I hoover every day.
Sometime this week.
Pardon? Seriously? You've actually had that hoover up?
Okay. Well, look, you can't deny me this.
Go on.
We're digressing away from the...
Sorry.
Straight away, don't. You can't deny me this, right? Have you ever met a man who irons like me? If there was, like...
No.
An Arnold... If there was like...
If I didn't have you, I would pay for an
Arnold Schwarzenegger of ironing, I would be him, wouldn't I?
But it's because the reason that he's an Arnold Schwarzenegger of ironing, because I do the washing...
You are good at everything, but I wanted to big me up for ironing.
You are a fantastic ironer. And the only reason that you have to iron for 3 to 4 to 5 hours a time is because you don't do it weekly.
Yeah, I have to admit, I'll hold my hands up, I do have a habit of perhaps leaving it a week.
That's why you were an Arnold Schwarzenegger in ironing. If you did it every week, then it wouldn't be an Arnold Schwarzenegger effort. Exactly.
Yeah. I've done my ironing. I can sit there and just iron or watch crap on TV.
You did. You did an amazing job.
Which I did the other day for, 3 hours, 4 hours? Anyway, welcome back.
Hi.
Welcome back. Thank you to our podcast. If you're a first-time listener, hello, welcome. This is just me and Gemma talking about our life with twins, the ups, the downs. But it's not just about twins. It's about parenting. It's about things that we do. It's laughs that we've had, troubles we've had, things that have gone right, things that have gone wrong, and you know, just generally, just sitting here for an hour or so, just talking. So welcome. Really, if you're a returning listener, love
you
guys.
How you doing?
How you doing? We would absolutely really love your feedback. We'd love your questions. We'd love to hear ideas about future episodes that you think we might be able to do. We've set up a dedicated email for this podcast, which is twinchatshow@gmail.com.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I did that the other day.
Get you.
We've also got millieandtillymason@gmail.com, or you can just get in contact us via millieandtillymason via Facebook or Instagram. I post pictures up on there, and I was hoping by now they might be, you know, like multi-million pound social media stars. It hasn't happened.
Yet.
It might never happen.
Possibly.
This isn't the point of doing this podcast.
No, not at all.
The point of doing this podcast.
No, this was just for us.
Yeah.
And you thought it was so much fun and shared it with friends and family.
It would be nice. Yeah, it would be. It would be nice though, wouldn't it?
It would be nice.
You see all these idiots online and you think, my God, they're getting paid thousands of pounds to just do a video of Fortnite.
But we just talk shit about us.
But look at the stuff that people are earning. They're earning thousands of pounds, tens of thousands of pounds, millions of pounds, and they talk garbage. At least maybe we talk garbage as well. But
yeah,
look, but that's a good way to contact us. But as I said, we really appreciate you joining us. Really hope you enjoy the show, and we would really love your feedback. Absolutely. So today, me and Jen were talking the other day and said, what should we do for the next podcast? And we're trying to work out a list. And we've got some great ideas for future podcasts coming up. But the last podcast, we told you about the birth and the days at the hospital and me crying my eyes out, bawling my eyes out when I asked the nurse for some paracetamol.
And the most annoying things that people say when you've got twins.
That was the other, yeah. But that last, was, the last one.
That was the last one.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, I thought the last
that
one
was episode 4.
No.
It was.
You're wrong.
I wasn't.
When you come off, you're going to look and you're going to apologise.
Right, do you want me to check now?
No, you can if you want. But so anyway, whilst Gemma's checking who's right
bear
and who's
with me
wrong.
For 1 moment, my phone dings.
So what we settled on was like that. So we're going to fast forward a little bit, not much. They were born in May.
What year?
2016.
Okay. Oh, you're good.
Yeah. So they were born on the 6th of May, 2016. Little girls, beautiful, gorgeous little girls. And we kind of knew that we probably wasn't going to be able to go abroad. We've been abroad practically every year since we got together in 2012. But we knew that, you know, with twins, it was probably going to be a bit of a stretch. So we was having a little chat with our American friends.
It was. I was right.
You was
right.
I was
just looking out. So the first...
Go on.
So
silence is terrible.
Oh, I'm really, really sorry. So it's welcome to our show.
Yeah, was the first episode.
Stuff you need to know. Oh, maybe
second episode.
No, it was... No, the third one was the big day. And the fourth one was... Oh, you've uploaded them wrong.
Oh, so we...
No, that was the last one that we did.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
So do I get an apology?
No.
Of course I don't. So we was talking about holidays, and we was talking about, well, what we're going to do. And we was having FaceTime with our friends over in New Jersey. In earlier episodes, we explained that, you know, we've been
Tams
over to...
Tams and Jeff, we love
Tams
you.
Tams and Jeff over there in New Jersey, South New Jersey. We've been over there loads of times. There was no way after 2 or 3 months we was going to get over there. And so Tams and Jeff started saying, well, you know, we'll bring the guys over to the UK. You know, we'd really like to come over. So there's Tams, there's Jeff, and there's the three kids, Lizzie, Ems, and Daniel. And they were really up for coming over. And we was
so
kind of like up for them coming over too.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, absolutely.
You know, really, really kind of happy. But the problem was that there was a bit of a delay, wasn't there, in just them confirming. So,
and then booking, yeah.
And then booking. So they were going to come over for 2 weeks. So the original plan was...
You'd already found the most amazing place that we're ever going to stay. And it was, they were coming over in August. You'd already found it in January, and everything got pushed, and the girls were born, and still nothing had been confirmed. And the downsize is what we really, really wanted to book had sold out or was ridiculously mega expensive. So you were lastminute.com trying to find something.
Yeah, so that sounds really bad. Sorry, Tams, if that sounds
I
bad.
I love you. No, Tams is there. No, it's not Tams' fault.
No. So we was just like
it's
looking
Jeff,
around.
So
we're
never going to listen to this anyway. So we can just, yeah.
We was looking around for somewhere to go away because we didn't think that they would really kind of like want to spend the entire 2 weeks in the Essex borough of Thurrock. As nice as it is, with our parks and landfill sites and very, very large Tesco's.
But you might want to say when we go over there, we go out there for a week and then we have a holiday within a holiday. So we actually go on holiday with the Americans.
So when we've been out there in the past, we've always kind of like had a week at their house. You know, chilling around their house. They've got a fantastic home.
It's amazing.
You know, amazing.
We are so lucky.
Amazing pool, fantastic friends. Every day's like, you know, you just sat there and all of a sudden 20 people turn up and a tiki bar that Jeff made. But anyway, look, so we was talking about, well, you know, we couldn't offer them that in Thurrock, Essex, UK. But, you know, we knew we was going to do kind of like days out, you know, take him to the coast, maybe Saffin-on-Sea or Clacton or somewhere like that, you know, the Atlantic city of Essex. But then we thought we'll have a week away. So eventually I found this place in, my God, now it was in a place called Ede. Do you remember? Ede in Holland.
Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Pictures look good, but it was certainly not on par to what we'd originally found. But it was like, we're going to make this rock.
Yeah.
With all of us together, which was, there was 10 of us all together.
Was there 10?
There was 5 of us. No, 1, 2, yeah, there was 5. There, yeah, 5 of us, 5 of them.
That's right, 10.
Yeah, there was 10.
Yeah, so found this place in I think it's called Boss Park, and
it looked good.
It looks all right from the pictures, and we got two houses, two kind of like chalets.
Like chalets,
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did look at Centre Parks in the UK. Centre Parks is kind of like,
and it was
off the hook.
Yeah,
I think we could go to
lastminute.com. It would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, it was
expensive.
Really expensive. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we booked this place. So they've confirmed they're coming over. We're getting really excited and kind of realised there actually wasn't anywhere. You know, we're quite lucky. We've got a reasonably nice...
Can you remember when I actually
confirmed? No. But I do remember that we kind of had a bit of a panic attack because we kind of were thinking, where do we put everywhere? I mean, they've got this amazing home. They've got this basement, which you could sleep 20 people in.
They've got 6 acres worth of land.
Yeah. So
it's ridiculous. Their house is beautiful.
Excuse me.
And we literally have... we literally have their basement, and it's got its own bathroom. We've got our own beds. We've got our own little rooms. We can live. A person could live down there, which we do for 2 weeks, and
in their basement.
Yeah.
But over here, you know, houses are a bit different.
We haven't got 6 acres of land.
No, we haven't. But you know, we've got a nice big garden. So
we're lucky with our garden. But, yeah.
So we invested, a bonus that I got that year in a man cave. There was so much that needed doing to the house. But Gemma really kind of like pushed me and said, like, you want a man cave, get man cave. So had this man cave built down the bottom of the garden, top spec, at, what, 23 metres long? It's a big old one.
We've got one end, you've got the pool table, the middle, you've got that, a proper bar, which my uncle just absolutely rocked. It looks like a proper bar. And then the other bit is a like cinema room, which has got the settees that pulls out to the sofa bed, yeah.
And actually, it wasn't a bad summer that year. The weather was pretty good.
In England, it was.
Yeah, if anything, it was probably too hot down there for them rather than... But anyway, so they're coming. They're arriving. There's five of them. We've got the babies. And up until that point, so you're looking at May, June, July, they were about 4 months. We'd had a... 4 or 5 months of kind of getting used to the
craziness,
getting used to the twins, and you know, by now.
And within that space of time, once the girls were born, we had this man cave built. Yeah. Then we had to deck it all out. Then we had to paint it all. And I tell you what, the paint is like tar. And oh my goodness, this is kind of like a wooden cabin.
And the paint that they give you is just ridiculous. But anyway, I want to keep on track.
Sorry.
You're digressing, right? So I'm trying to get the Yanks over. This is all about us going away with the Yanks, right? Our lovely, lovely American friends. So we've booked a place in Holland. They've confirmed the date they're coming over. I'm going to pick them up in Heathrow. I said I was just going to do it. But anyway... The girls are 4 to 5 months, and I think it's fair to say that, I don't know, we'll go back over this in future episodes. I think we'd kind of coped quite well. Gemma had been amazing, you know. I'd obviously been back at work for, you know, a good couple of months. We'd got into a kind of routine, but I think, you know, my recollection of it is they were kind of... We was kind of still sleeping when they were sleeping.
Absolutely.
You know, they were... You know,
I'd still do it now if I could.
Yeah, they were still in that kind of... They were still in that routine of kind of, you know, you wake up, you feed them together, they go to sleep.
What do you mean you feed them together? You never did. Like, Monday to Friday, you slept in the spare room and I done all of the night feeds. It was only on Friday night and Saturday night you helped me with the night feed. So don't get there.
Okay. We'll let that one slide at the moment. We might come back to that one. But okay, so they were feeding, they were sleeping, we were sleeping when they were sleeping. But, you know, we'd got them into a decent routine and we'd gathered all the stuff and, you know, we knew that, you know, our American friends coming over, we knew it was going to kind of like be a challenge, but I don't know, when I look back on it,
by golly gosh.
Oh, it was a challenge. But we rose to it.
They gave us the option right until the last peckings. Are you absolutely sure? And we were like 110%.
Yeah, of course.
110%. Absolutely. We would not have changed it for the world and we still wouldn't.
So the girls are 5 months old.
3 months old.
May, June, July, August. Okay, four.
Well, yeah.
Split just difference.
Okay.
4 months old.
Yeah.
So I'm quite lucky because I work at a company and I was managed to get a really good deal on a minibus. We've got this 18-seater minibus, really good deal, and went down to Heathrow and Gemma insisted, you know,
we said to the Americans, it's like, no, absolutely, Jem's not going to stay because the girls and the feeding and stuff like that. And I was like, absolutely, I am going to rock it. But it was a surprise for them. So we was in arrivals. Me, Millie and Tilly were there, obviously, with Mace. Was Alfie there?
Yeah, I think he was.
So, and they sort of came out and literally, it was like the slow motion run to hear. It was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe you're here. And he was like, it is the first time that they'd met babies. Obviously, we'd thrown pictures at them and everything like that. But... they have been through the whole journey with us and it's the first time of them meeting the babies and they were absolutely ecstatic.
And their first time in England.
And you need to tell them about the call box as well, which Jeff always does to us.
Well, you tell the listeners.
Oh no, you're better at telling it. So, okay, I will. So every time...
so basically, you do. No, go on.
Go on.
No, go on.
Okay. So, no, every time that we go to America and Jeff picked us up from Philly, they've got a call box and he literally fills it with beers, shots and all sorts. And it's just, it's literally just, you know, when
Crown
you get,
Apple.
Yeah, oh, Crown Apple. You know, when you just, you get off the plane and you need a drink and it's like, yeah, a beer would be amazing. But Jeff done it that year and it was like, we have got to do exactly the same. So we sort of, we came with a cool box full of ice, full of cold beers, shots, drinks for the kids. And they just sort of looked at us, double took it. It was like, yeah.
Well, we knew that, you know, on a normal day, I think, did they arrive on the Friday? Was it Friday?
I've got no idea.
Yeah, I forget now. But either way, whether it's a Friday, Thursday, Tuesday or Wednesday, we had to go on the M25. So we knew he was going to be on the M25 for a good 2 hours, which we probably was, getting home. And
obviously Mace was on the water.
Yeah.
I was drunken. No, that's what I meant. But I just wanted to put it out
It was really enjoyable for me to...
I just wanted to put it out there that we had beers in the car, but pretty much illegal anyway, but you...
No, it was really enjoyable for me to be driving a minibus...
With everyone else.
With 10 people all screaming, you hollering, how's the flight and all this. It was really, really interesting. Oh, and the van was restricted to 68 miles an hour.
No, it was not. It was restricted to 50 miles an hour.
It was definitely restricted.
It was 50 mile an hour. It plodded along. I could have probably pushed it faster than it did.
It was terrible. So
and
yeah,
we didn't know that at the time.
But I was happy. I was happy to see my friends. We was all really excited. And obviously the twins didn't know anything about it. Gemma's at the back of the bus, doing the odd feed, doing the odd bum change, whatever it was. You know, the girls, Emma and Lizzie from America.
They were like second mums. But it was Ems and Lizzie were just
yeah, the
like
kids were really
oh,
excited.
They were just, yeah.
Yeah. So we...
they're my girls.
Came back, settled in, and the
I
big...
I love Dan as well, though. Just in case they ever listen to it. I don't want him to feel...
Well, we all love Daniel, our little wrestler American friend. Yeah. An amazing sports kid. Like, for me, kind of, Daniel kind of typifies what you think of an American kid. Do you know what I mean? He's good at stuff. He's good at wrestling,
he's good at everything.
Baseball,
yeah.
Everything. Absolutely. He's clever. He talks with an American accent, obviously. But, you know, it's just like a really proper, you know, he could be off a Disney film and you'd be like, yeah, that's a proper, he could. Yeah, but they're all nice. So anyway, so we're kind of like get settled in and everyone's having a good time and, you know, have a good night that night and all this kind of stuff. And I think I'm pretty confident they arrived on the Friday night, but we was due to go to Holland, which is where I'd booked this holiday park thing. On the Monday. And so we kind of had like kind of a chilled weekend, sort of, you know, reminiscing, talking and chewing the fat. And I don't think we went anywhere. I think we pretty much stayed within the confines of Mason Gems.
To be fine. Yeah.
Chateau.
We had to, yeah, they sort of got used to the surroundings. We had to pack, they had to pack, and we had to get everything done. And obviously we had issues with the bus as well.
Oh God, yeah. So there wasn't enough. So when we picked them up, Although it was an 18-seater and there was only 10 of us, it was just like really hard to get all the luggage in.
There was no room for any luggage. And what you've got to think about as well, there was 10 people, but there was also the girls' stuff, which was their bugaboo, their travel cots, everything else that comes with it. So the amount of stuff that we actually had to take was just phenomenal. And there was no way that we couldn't stack it. It was unsafe to stack it on top of the chairs. So
what did Jeff do?
Of course he did. He undone it. He was like, "What took the seats out?" Yeah, what tools you got? And I was like, I showed him a toolbox.
He
took two seats out.
Was it the back row?
He literally just took the back row out. And I was like, well, that's all it, won't it? And I was like, yeah, you go, Jeff. As long as you can put back in, that's fine.
So we took the back row of these seats out. And packing, I mean, that first trip away, what do you remember about that? Just like how much stuff there was? I mean, it was like a military operation.
I can't actually remember how long we went away for, but obviously we've got We've got diapers, we've got milk, we've got the travel cots, we've got the mattresses that go on the travel cots, we've got their push chairs, we've got their clothes, we've got spare clothes, we've got bibs, we've got spare bibs. And it was my first trip away, so it's like, I know that we're in Europe and we could probably buy what we need, but me being me, I needed to be super organised and make sure that we had pretty much everything.
I think... Oh. I kind of recall we took the slow cooker as well. Did we take the slow cooker?
Yeah, but when we go away with the Yanks, sorry, when we go away with the Americans, we always get the slow cookers. We're normally out all day and they always cook stuff in there, so we're ready to rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the slow cooker isn't a bad thing because that's what the Americans do.
So, yeah, so it was a bit of a challenge packing. If I remember rightly, we was Eurotunnel, so... The tunnel that goes between UK and France, England and France.
Oh, did we train it there? I couldn't remember. We trained it there.
So we trained it there. So I think it was 12:30 was our departure or something like that.
Have you Googled it just to have a look on your email?
No, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Oh, okay. I'm right.
Because
don't you remember we went to the... No, you will when I tell you. We went to the departure place, Ashford, wherever it was. Jeff went into duty free and bought loads of vodka.
Oh no! Yeah, all the flavour vodka.
Yeah, so you remember that? That wasn't the ferry. So that was the train. So you drive onto this train, and the train goes through the Channel Tunnel, and it's pretty quick.
I knew we did one of them because we went up all the steps and dooby dooby. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you was to Google our address with this place that we went to, it says that the journey time's 6 hours, 5 minutes.
But then when you're restricted to 50 mile an hour...
And you're travelling with...
10 people.
10 people, two of them 4 month old twins. I think it probably took from start to finish at least 12 hours.
Yeah, 11 hours. Seriously. 11,
12 hours. I even remember we stopped halfway to fill up the mini bus and...
It was
horrendous. Couldn't work out how you even got the bloody diesel in the thing, and it was chaos and mayhem. It really was.
The kids, bless their kids, the kids were so excited, but you could just see that they were just deteriorating slowly. And it's like, I've downloaded so much on my phone, and it's all gone already. It was a really, really hard slog. Then I had the babies, and obviously we was feeding them, they needed changing, and
to stop for. It was
ridiculously hard, but it was like we were with our American friends, they're our best friends, so it really, really, really didn't matter because they were on par with us. But
I mean, most of the stuff that you was doing with the twins was done on the bus anyway, changing and stuff and feeding.
I managed to rock it.
Like Alfie or Dan wanted to go to the toilet.
Lots of toilet trains or... If we'd run out of snacks was a huge thing, or drinks, and we had to stop off, and then...
But they got quite excited, actually, going through France. Oh, you're in France?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now you're in Belgium.
Yeah, obviously, with all the boundaries.
Now you're in Germany.
But however...
Now you're in Holland.
We got to the place that you thought was correct.
Yeah. So...
What happened?
Me and sat-navs don't really get on.
I never have.
The minibus is going nuts. Sorry. And I'm going, 5 minutes away, we're 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away.
Everyone was clucking so much, they just wanted to get off this bus.
It was like a bus of coiled springs, or, you know.
Hormonal teenagers.
It was terrible. Oh, and it was like, when are we there yet?
Can't we have a cigarette break yet?
Oh, it was just terrible. And I finally get to the place and pull the bus up, go into the reception, and they say, Holland. We don't have booking. How do Dutch people speak? We don't have booking. No, they don't have booking.
But they might work.
But anyway, they didn't have a booking. So they didn't have a booking for us. So that kind of made me emotional, worried, because the whole bus is waiting just me to take the keys back to the bus and say, right, come on, guys, let's get in, let's chill out, unpack and have a drink. And I'm going, no, you're joking. And I think one of them went, oh, for sure, you mean the other park. I think that's more like Holland, isn't it? For sure. You must mean the park down to the road.
So it was Mason, like, Jeff came back and their faces are dropped. And I'm like, something's happened. And Tams was like, please don't tell me this. And I was like, no, something's happened. Mason, Jeff, come on the bus.
Yeah. So the park, actually, it wasn't that bad, was it? The park
it wasn't, was about but another, we didn't know. He was like,
two or three miles. No,
they were like, we have driven to the wrong place. And literally the kids' faces, Tam's face, my face.
Everyone was so angry.
It was like, oh my goodness, what are you going to do? It was like, but we didn't know it was only 2 minutes up the road.
Yeah, it was two minutes up the road.
It could have been another hour before we knew.
Yeah, it was pretty close, which was pretty damn fortunate. And I don't know if we even ate, because I think the kids were absolutely banging for something to eat. I really can't remember what we did that first night.
I had baby brain.
Yeah, and we just kind of like got in, so we had these two little chalets, separate chalets.
We had to unpack everything. I had to get all the girls' crap sorted. I had to pick, like, put their, I think Alfie went over with the Americans onto their chalet.
Yeah, but I think, if I remember rightly, it was, you know, I haven't done a review online, maybe I should, but I think it was Holland's most boring holiday camp, wasn't it? There was no restaurant, there was nothing there.
There was no arcade, there was nothing for them. And what made it even worse, and I probably might spoil the up and go, the whole holiday it pissed down with rain.
I think the first day it was sunshine,
because I remember when we arrived.
No, the next day, because we stayed round there and we went in the pool. I remember being in the pool.
We went in the pool for one day.
That was the first day. But you're right, after that, it just pissed it down.
Yeah. It was
literally... Right, torrential. And it wasn't just like... It wasn't like, oh, here's a light shower. It was like constant torrential rain. You know, absolutely bucking it down.
It was like, we want to give our American friends the best experience. It was more so, and what me and Mace have talked about before, it's very much like our American. We went over there after meeting them in Florida, and they have given us the most amazing experiences. When we've gone over to America, they have allowed us to live as Americans. We've met all of their friends. We've gone on internal holidays with them to Maryland, to the Poconos, and all of these. And it's where I shot my first gun. It's everything that I've done with them. And the memories that they have given us, me and Mace were so desperate to give to them. And it's like, they're coming here.
So far, they've had a converted minibus, which, a 12-hour car journey that's driving everyone crazy, me turning up at the wrong place, and the park being a bit shit.
The park was horrendous.
Yeah, it was pretty poor.
And it was like, but then saying that, if Jeff had booked it earlier, then we'd have got an amazing...
So it's Jeff's fault.
100%. Yeah. Okay. It's fine.
So it's blame Jeff. So we're in there. We've got our own little houses. We've, you know, the little chalets. My recollection of the 5 days or whatever that we stayed there was... ours was like a bombard here.
Oh, my goodness.
All the time. Just constant. And it was... clothes everywhere, just couldn't sit down anywhere, you couldn't stand up anywhere, let alone sit down anywhere. It was just like everything was, you can't get what you need for a week away with twins I think that was two bedrooms, was it two bed?
It was a two bed, so basically right at the end there was a double bed where we stayed, and to the left at the back next to us there was two twins. And then what we did is in the lounge we moved a table over and we had their travel cots side by side.
But when you look back on it, I don't think I would have done that again.
But we didn't have
in terms of the accommodation.
No.
I don't think in terms of the accommodation, I don't think that you know, it's like, I don't know. I just think, because you have to take so much stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I seem to recall, like, half the stuff was outside or we left it in the car. You know, there was just so much stuff that you have to take when you're going away just for a couple of days.
But then it was more for, like, we had to pack the bottle sterilizer.
Yeah,
we had.
I mean,
to
just the double buggy alone takes up so much space, doesn't it?
With especially because they had the lay downs as well because they were so tiny. But it's even like with like the sterilizer, we need to take sterilizers, sterilizing tablets, everything else that goes along
just
with
all
it.
Takes
the milk
up so much space.
Absolutely.
Do you remember anything on that holiday that you kind of like the first holiday I wish I'd taken or I couldn't have lived without? I think the sterilizer probably was one of them that, you know, you...
No, and no. I think if our American friends listen to this, it was very much that I had... My girls were quite sicky when they were taking the milk, so I literally had probably a stack of about 50 bibs, no word of a lie. And all of a sudden one day, it was literally, we were down... It was probably like second, third day in... And I'd literally had two bibs, and I just said to American friends, I need to find a washing. And I had to, they were like these little tokens, so I had to go to the main reception and get them. And everyone was laughing at me because I had no clean bibs, and it really freaked me out a little bit. And everyone was laughing. It was just something that I had to do, and I was probably baby brain and a little bit stressed. But we went there, and I.
So you took 50 bibs, but you could have done with more.
Oh, absolutely. But they had a washing machine and a tumble dryer, but. There were certain times that you could get it, and I managed to get them all washed and tumbled, but everyone had to wait for me to get them all dry, and yeah, that was... I think our American friends laughed on that, and they could probably tell that story.
So, you know, so we're there. We've been there 24 hours, I think it was, and I think the first day we spent there, we used the pool and the facilities, kind of quickly realised, actually, there's not a lot here. I think if the weather had been really hot,
it would have been different.
It probably would have been different. We probably would have
because
spent more
there,
days
there
around
was,
the pool.
There was other stuff there, but because it was so cold and
it was rainy,
it just didn't rock. So we were trying to find places.
And then all the time you've got not just my Alfie, but you've got the American kids going, what are we doing tomorrow? What are we doing tomorrow? Where are we going? Where are we eating? What are we doing? And it's just like this constant kind of, oh my God, we've got to keep these people entertained.
Because they entertain us for like 2 weeks of the year.
And Alfie as well, our Alfie, you know, this was his main holiday that year. He wanted to do something exciting. So I think the first trip we had, we went to... Anherm, I think it was. There was a military museum.
That was pretty.
Yeah,
that was really
good.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of World War II stuff out there. Obviously, I mean, I won't even try and go into the history of, you know, what went on out there. But there was, you know, there was tanks and there was guns, which interest Jeff. Mm. Jeff's a hunter, and we spent a couple
really,
of hours there, and
but it was only a couple of hours. There's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, I know. All right, I know. But I think this probably leads us to the story of the holiday, which was, you know, we've spent the morning, we've been out for the morning. I think, did we take a packed lunch? I don't know what we did for food.
Was that the day?
That was the day.
Oh,
so,
my goodness. Oh, you love this.
So we're leaving the museum, and, you know, what do we want to do? We want to do something else. And
Everyone's throwing out ideas in the bus.
Yeah, and Tammy says, I want to see a windmill. I want to see a proper windmill.
Well, we're in Holland. Let's find a windmill.
There must be thousands of windmills about,
100%.
Right?
100%.
In Holland.
She was like, bear with me a tick. I'm just going to Google it and I'm going to find it for you.
So she found...
She found it.
The address
she
for
passed,
a windmill.
She passed her phone to you.
Yep. So she found this address. I was less stressed because we was going to go and see a windmill. We was going to go and see a proper Dutch windmill. I saw the vision as I was driving on a... You know, on a ford or, you know, on a dike, on the side of a dike or whatever, and you've got the windmill
Falls
turning. But, you know, but you've got the windmill
oh,
and you've
the
got the...
scenic view, that's what
view.
You're trying to say, because people can't see
the vision.
Hands.
The vision.
Winding and
windmill.
Winding your eyes.
Maybe even two or three.
Potentially.
Together.
You never know. I doubt it.
So anyway, I'm driving the bus, and, you know, it said it was, I think it was about 20 kilometres, and I'm driving the bus. And
Tams is so excited.
Everyone's excited, and everyone's getting excited about a windmill. It's like, everyone's really getting excited. Jeff's next to me, so Jeff's my co-pilot on this little particular trip. Tams has passed the phone to Jeff. Jeff's telling me left and right. And we come into quite an industrialised area. It wasn't, it didn't seem to me.
We were quite shocked. Yeah, and it didn't seem to me. Thames has rocked it.
Kind of like seemed to be, you know, your kind of general suburban area that you'd see on the outskirts of a city centre. And, but, you know, we're trusting in Google, you know, trusting in the sat nav, and we're driving, and then we've kind of, you know, the first time I thought it was kind of like going off, it was like you're kind of like 100 yards from your destination, and you're going through a street with
it's like a new housing estate,
and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm not quite sure this is going to be what we're looking for. So anyway, Google tells us we've arrived, and it is in the middle of the Wimmel housing estate in some northern part of Holland. Not a Wimmel in sight.
Oh my goodness.
Just flats, houses, nothing.
We were absolutely.
So when we arrived there, we were like, what's happened? It was like, everyone's but cracked up.
We were laughing about it, and it was like, seriously, Tams.
It was so funny.
All I can remember is everyone in the bus is absolutely cracking up, and we're taking the G out of Tams. You've got Mace driving, you've got Jeff in his hunting gear, which is completely camouflaged, and he's like, I've got to take a picture, just to tell this story on. He's a bit of a storyteller, it's brilliant. So he's outside, he's taking snaps from his photos, and then it's like...
He's got dark black shades on.
Yeah, let's be clear
about Jeff. He's
camouflaged, he's a bloodied hunter.
Yeah, like not only that, he's olive skinned.
Yes,
he's got this kind of like very olivey skin kind of complexion. So he thinks, I'm going to take some photos. So he starts pointing, starts snapping away, and
in a bus,
a mini bus. Was it blacked out windows? Can't remember. I think it might have been
possibly.
And so we don't think anything of it. What are we going to do now? Oh, let's go back and just go home and have a few drinks and have something to eat. Kids are getting tired, etc., etc. So we set off, and we're setting off, and we're kind of going outside of the, you know, exiting the suburban area that we've just been to, and come down this road, and it's just about to take us back onto the motorway to get us back.
You've got trees either side. It's literally just a road with trees coming over either side, so it's like a tunnel of trees.
That's right. So before we get on that, I've passed this police car. This police car stood on the corner. The popo's on the corner. Turned right, and as Gemma says, we go down this motorway, and, you know, it kind of turns round up a hill, and there's all the trees kind of like creating this tunnel. And in the back windscreen, I've seen this police car flashing its lights, pull over in Dutch, whatever pull over in Dutch is, flashing away. I think,
we are absolutely creasing up. Because we didn't know what it was.
No
at all.
Idea.
We had no idea what we'd done.
Didn't really think about the fact that they might think we were terrorists. Which is... Pretty much. So we
realised.
They pull in front of us.
The lights had come over, and we was like, we pulled over thinking, oh, they're going to overtake us. And they didn't.
They told us to follow them. Take the next left, which is what we did. And we followed them down this light.
We're creasing up in the...
Well, we was, but then I seem to recall Alfie didn't have his seatbelt on. So everyone was flapping about Alfie without his seatbelt. Get your seatbelt on, Alfie.
We was like trying to be prim and proper. The girls were freezing at the time, and we had to put everything.
So we pulled up, engines off. I've looked at Jeff. Everyone's gone a bit quiet.
Oh, it was silent. You could have heard a pin drop.
I was nervous as hell. I was thinking, oh my God, what's happening? What have I done wrong? What's gone wrong here? And I am sorry, people, but I am going to try and do the accent. So this policeman approaches my window. Actually, another policeman. So they both, there was two of them. One went to Jeff's window. One went to mine. And I was like, still kind of like laughing. I went, oh, you won't believe this. Are you? Because it was because we took photos. Because like it kind of like suddenly dawned. They're from America. I was like, oh, they're from America. And he went, for sure, where's your passport? Is that, sorry? I think, where's your passport? I need your passport. We have had reports. Reports your photos. Wait, it was reports your photos.
I didn't.
That sounds almost
this.
Japanese.
Yeah, but this is like the first and time I've heard of this.
And Jeff looked at
me
and I was thinking, oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's a funny story because Tammy put this and I was looking at him trying to tell this story because I knew, of course, now we'd been pulled over because someone, possibly the resident of a house, had seen this olive-skinned Unabomber lookalike, Jeff,
in
with his
camouflage and
his
dark glasses
taking
pictures.
Photos of their house. So kind of, I can kind of understand why they might have called the police, the popo. So I'm kind of like, I know what this is. Yeah, so my friend Jeff is from, and he was like, having none of it. You hear this kind of stuff about Dutch police, but they were like, where's your passport? So we had to gather up all the passports and he looked at them one by one. And then didn't he take Jeff's phone?
He had to delete the pictures.
I need to see the photos.
Yeah, I need to see the photos.
And he's going like, look, there's one of me and Jeff. Oh, no, that's the one you want. And then he went, I need to delete this.
Yes.
And he was like deleting the
photos.
He was
like deleting the pictures of the houses and everything.
For some obscure reason, don't ask me why, they didn't find it as amusing as we did.
Big up times, I love you.
Did they? They didn't seem to find it as amusing as we did. So like, they kind of like deleted the photos, checked the passports, went back to the car. I think we must have sat there
for about
10, 15, 20 minutes. Just like talking and laughing.
And as soon as the popo had gone or the police had gone, we were cracking up and Tams will never live this down to the day. And she was like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. But after that, it was like, so what should we do now? And I was like, well, let's go and find a windmill. And I think I actually took over the phone and we actually found a windmill and there's a picture of Tams.
We did.
With a windmill. And it was like, yeah.
Yeah, getting pulled over.
Oh, it was hilarious.
It was a funny experience. I think the twins slept through it.
Probably.
But yeah, it was a really, really funny
experience.
The kids
were like, oh my God. They were so scared because they just didn't know what was happening, especially like the American ones because we were... Yeah, they're out of their comfort zone and stuff like that. But it was hilarious.
Yeah, so that's why Jeff doesn't have any photos of windmills in Holland because the popo deleted them from his phone. So anyway, look, you know, what else did we do while I was in Holland? So yeah, it was you know, it was a good holiday. It rained a lot. We had a few trips out. I think the other really big trip we did was to Amsterdam. I think that was towards the end of the holiday. We had to go. Oh no, there was two actually. There was one to Amersfoort. Do you remember Amersfoort? Beautiful, kind of like medieval village, big church.
Oh no, that was that where we got the nice ice cream in the pebble?
Yeah.
So that was absolutely
Amersfoort,
beautiful.
Yeah, and that was quite a nice day. It didn't rain that day.
I always think about food. It was just the ice cream.
Yeah, and
Amersfoort was a
really nice place. And the other one was Amsterdam. Tammy was keen to go and see the Anne Frank Museum, if you remember rightly. Do you remember? She wanted to go to the Anne Frank Museum.
She was
adamant,
yeah.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We hunted... Oh,
no, before you got there.
Oh, no, we drove into Amsterdam. We parked the bus
We didn't. We drove to the outskirts of Amsterdam.
Well, which is still Amsterdam.
But it was the outskirts. It wasn't Amsterdam.
But it was still Amsterdam. Oh. So we drove there. We managed... Oh, no, oh, no
it
we
was
did.
The outskirts.
No, it was the outskirts because we got a train.
AX Stadium.
Okay, I do apologise. I had baby brain, that's my... Yeah. So
so you were wrong and I was right then?
Maybe. So we managed to get out and it was like we was telling Daniel at the time, oh my goodness, I'm going to get this completely wrong now.
2016.
He was probably about 11, 12.
Yeah.
And to be in there, where they live in Bridgeton, it is very real... I can't even say that word now. How do you
rural.
Say it? Yeah, that's the one. And you've literally...
Farms everywhere. Peach farms.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
and
very
to
beautiful,
be fair,
yeah.
unless you go out of their drive for the school buses, they will always be in their mum and dad's car. It's very, very rare, apart from if they go on the golf buggies over to the baseball court. But generally, they don't walk anywhere because it is so whatever... That word.
Rural?
Yeah. So I can't say it, so I'm not even going to try to, because everyone will laugh. So we were telling Daniel, it was like, trams are just meant, it's the way that people travel in Amsterdam. And it was literally, we walked out.
It's not an Amsterdam thing. It was Europe. We were saying to him, look, you're in Europe now. There's trams everywhere. People walk, people cycle.
We didn't go anywhere in Europe where the trams were there. So we was explaining what the trams were. And literally, they do not stop. They've got their tram tracks and they will cross. They're not like buses that will stop for you. And we walked and we literally
got out of Amsterdam station.
We got out of Amsterdam station. Daniel literally just walked out and literally, we had to pull him back by the scuff of his like neck or coat or whatever he was wearing, just purely because within 10 seconds he would have got run over by a tram. And he's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think that was kind of like a big thing was like, I think big European cities are perhaps a lot different to American cities. You know, from my experience is that, you know, in European cities, you have the trams, you have a lot of cyclists, you have a lot of pedestrians. You'd certainly have a lot better kind of metros and public transport. Mm. And yeah, it was really, yeah, I remember we'd been there like 30 seconds. It was like, oh my God, he's nearly died.
He literally just walked out into the road and one of us, I don't know whether it was me, whether it was you, we literally just grabbed him by the scuff of his neck or whatever he was wearing and pulled him back within like 10, well, not even 10 seconds, it was 5 seconds, a tram went past and he was like, dude, this is what we're telling you about.
He stayed on the pavement, So I think we then spent the next 5 hours walking around Amsterdam looking for the Anne Frank Museum.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was nice. Tammy was convinced you wanted to go to the Anne Frank Museum. Absolutely convinced.
So we were going to find the Anne Frank.
And then we found it and the queue was massive.
The queue was about 2 hours long just to get into the Anne Frank Museum.
So we looked at the Anne Frank Museum. We had a look. We had a look at the Anne Frank Museum and we decided, well, let's go on a boat trip. So we went on a boat trip. Well, we went on a boat trip.
It was a mate. So basically it was like a ferry boat trip and everyone was queuing up and I said, can we take the buggies on board? No, we're not allowed to. You've just put them here. But it was no lockup. There was no security. It was left at your own risk. And I'm like, this buggy's 3 months old. You've got like probably with the booties and whatever else added to it, you've got about £1,500 there. I'm like, I'm not leaving my buggy. I'm like, you guys go, seriously, I will not be fine. I said, there's a pub over the road. I'm going to go and sit over there. I'm going to go and feed the babies so the girls are fed so we can move on to the next thing so we don't have to stop to feed the babies. Best thing ever did. We managed, everyone moved out of the way. I managed to get this perfect seat, got the girls fed, had a couple of beers, and all the kids, it was probably about an hour and a half later, everyone came back and was like, oh, that was so boring. Oh, and everyone was moaning. I was like, I've had a whale of a time. Yeah,
it wasn't boring. I like that boat trip.
You like that?
Maybe the kids. Maybe it was for the kids.
No, the kids were like, the kids were itching. They were like, you know. And it was like, but to be fair, it was just so, I didn't really care because I'd had a couple of beers inside me and you guys hadn't.
You was happy as Larry, yeah.
I remember we came back off the boat. It was actually a really, really nice day. You guys came to see me and I was like sunning it up. The girls were fed, the girls were sleeping. I was literally just watching the world go by and it was a really, really good.
I don't mind Amsterdam. I'd never done that boat trip before and I kind of enjoyed it. I thought it was quite a nice boat trip and I don't think it was that expensive, but I do remember coming back and you'd had a couple of beers.
Everyone was looking at me and envious. Yeah, it's like, oh, I wish I could have done that instead of the boat trip.
Oh, look, there's a mum of twins on the Lush. She's reached that point where she needs to drink again.
I was just absolutely over the moon because I just managed to feed the girls. No one was stressed or no one was getting antsy because it was taking so long to feed them. I'd fed them, I'd changed them, I'd done everything. And I'd had a couple of beers whilst you were on your boat trip. And I'm like, yeah, I rock this.
So, yeah, I think we sat down, had a beer. I kind of mentioned to the Yanks that, you know, did you fancy a bit of the old wacky backy? And they were kind of like, no, you can't get it. And so I just shown that experience.
I didn't even know that he'd done it.
So we just ran off and went to a little coffee shop and, you know, got a little bit just to give him, you know, just to give him that experience, you know. That was the only reason that we did that. I think Tammy was quite shocked that you could just go into this place and go, oh, what would you like? You like something that, you like something that makes you feel good? Yeah, that sounds good. We'll have some of that. So we took that back to, so we drove back, went back to the park. Kids were in there. Kids were in Tammy's room. We was at ours outside. I think the babes were asleep.
It was literally just me, just and a bit Tams of chill and Jeff, out. Yeah. And it was just like adult time with a beer in our hand.
Beer in our hand. Rolled a little spliff and got busted within about 30 seconds. Didn't
The kids came back. He was like, the eldest. And he was like,
No, we're
in Holland. Of course, everything's going to smell like it. He was like, no, you've been speaking.
So we got busted. We got busted. Oh, and then he got binned, I think.
He did. Yeah, I didn't even get it. No, so we got binned. Not that I probably would have. But.
Yeah, so he got binned. And so that was our kind of like week in Holland. It was weird. Well, it was good. It was good.
Yeah,
I look back and so many happy memories. It was really good.
Oh, no, it was absolutely fabulous. To be fair, we've got more to say on that experience because we went to York as well, didn't we?
York.
We went to York. We had a family picnic. That was absolutely amazing.
Southend. Took them to Southend.
Yeah, and we got fish and chips. That was lovely.
Well, do you want to do another episode?
I don't know.
This, maybe, and again. Was it part one and then part two, maybe?
We could do a part one and part two because...
You think?
Maybe. What do you reckon? Do you reckon... Or we could do like half of an episode of the part two. Because there's so much to talk about. Yeah. And we just...
Or you could carry on. No, don't have to carry on.
I think...
Spunky enough.
Yeah, because people like... They like the hour session. You're
speaking for your audience. You should never do that. Right,
no.
Some people might want this to go on forever.
But the feedback that we've had... The feedback that we've had... is an hour is a really good time because half hour isn't long enough. Anything over an hour is struggling because when you're doing the car journeys or you're sitting there, an hour is a really, really good time. So, and looking at your time now, which I can see is probably, it must be close to an hour, mustn't it?
Yeah, it's not far off. It's not far off.
And we have got other stuff to say. And to be fair, we can bring it into part two and move it forward with something different, and I don't think that we should expand it tonight because I'm on such a high that we can take some notes and make a think about what else we can bring to it.
Okay, so we'll bring the first holiday part one to a close.
Yes.
One thing I was going to do right at the start, but I forgot. What I think we should start every episode with, but I'm going to do it at the end because I forgot, is how was your day with the twins today? How's it been?
We've had an amazing day. You've had time off. We've had Alfie. And my best friend, Sam, she went with her friend to a trampoline place. It was called Flip Out in Thurrock Lakeside. It's a new thing. And they do with like the children between 9 and 12, you can pay... I think it was $9.95 for an adult and a child, and then extra throughout. So we did that with all five of us. Because what I wanted to do is, because Alfie's still off of school, I wanted to do something that we would all have fun with, because normally it's more...
Babyish.
It's more babyish and it's more focused on the girls because... But I thought Alfie would really, really enjoy it. So we booked it all up. We bought all of our socks. Thanks, Sam. Really, really appreciate it.
You need these stupid socks.
Oh, £2.50 a pop. But we can wear them again as long as I wash them, blah, 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 blah. So we went there. And I tell you what, we had...
Yeah, it was good.
We had an amazing time. You and Alf went off. Me and the girls went off. And everyone was doing their own bits. Me and Alf had a little go. And Alfie was... At the end of it, he was like, thank you so much.
And yeah, it was nice.
Because I really, really tried to give him some thought into having fun on a day out where he's normally
there's bored. Always that challenge, isn't there, when you've got a big age gap. So he's 15. He's 15 and 17. They're 3 and a bit. So to find something that you can... get everyone to do is quite rare, isn't it? You know?
And to find this, and Alfie had a fantastic time. You had a good time. I had an amazing time.
I nearly killed myself.
Yeah, several times.
I tried to do the kind of, you know, when you kind of like jump onto the blocks and stuff like that. I nearly broke my neck.
Oh, it's hilarious. But
Yeah, it was good.
It was really, really good fun, and was good fun. Everyone was happy. And the girls,
I think it was quite expensive, though, for what it was.
No, because
you
don't.
You disagree.
No. So
although, she disagrees because she never paid.
Excuse me, I paid half.
Okay, you paid half.
Thank you. So you've got for the toddler session between, so you can bounce from 9 till 12. It's $9.95 for an adult and a child. So and $5.95 for an additional. So if I went by myself, it would cost £16. However, because obviously we had Alfie and we had Mace as well.
Come to about £40, right?
It was £40, but that was literally for two $9.95s with an adult and child, then an extra $5.95.
But if we'd have turned up at 9 a.m, we could have been there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I agree. We turned up at 10 a.m.
You paid £2.50 for the socks, but them socks you can wash and reuse. You don't have to buy them every time. So today was the initial outlay, which I went halves with, so it was £20 a pop, so don't even go there. And we could have potentially we bounced for 2 hours, where we could have potentially, if we got there at 9, bounced for 3 hours. It was amazing. The girls talked about it all day. Alfie enjoyed it, you enjoyed it, I enjoyed it. To be fair,
they've been hard work this afternoon though, haven't they?
Because they were so, yeah, but they were asleep. They were asleep by 7.
My God.
Because they were so tired. It was fantastic.
No.
They are hard work.
I bought Aladdin on Netflix and they watched like 30 seconds of it.
No, you rented it. You should have bought it.
Well, no.
But it was, no, but we have had an amazing day. The girl, we had a cheeky Nando's, which everyone ate, and we got home, sorted out Alf, because he wanted to go and see his friends. Came back. Me and the girls are into Paw Patrol at the moment, which is it's Paw Patrol all the way. So we sort of sat there with a nice lolly, watched Paw Patrol.
Yeah, so it's been a good day. So I agree.
It's been a fantastic day.
I think I should do that at the start rather than the end. But I thought, you know, it's a nice way to end.
No, we've had a really, really good day today. We've had a really lovely family time.
And then Ed sent us through his new intro, which you heard at the start. And then we've got an outro. We even called it an outro. So I just like to thank you for listening. I hope we haven't bored you. I hope you found had some fun. We've had some fun talking and reminiscing about our first trip abroad.
When you're like, we're going to do a podcast tonight, and I'm like, I get butterflies in my belly because I get so excited.
So what do we do next? Do we finish off this one?
I think we should finish off this and go into something else, to not spend too much longer because we haven't got very much, but I think we need to do a little bit of a part two and then... Is it Congress? Onto something different?
I don't know. No.
I don't know. I'm just like pulling out words trying to be posh, but that's not
Congress. Congress. Progress.
It's not...
Progress onto something different.
Yeah, whatever. That word.
So look, thank you very much for listening. Thank you. Do appreciate it. If you like the podcast, please give us a good rating.
Hold on, stop.
Subscribe.
You haven't done what we normally do.
What's that?
The girl's song.
I don't think I've got one.
Haven't you? I thought you'd done one.
Oh, hang on, I've got an ABC. Hang on a moment, let me see. Let me see if I've got an ABC
this
from earlier today.
Something. Bear with me.
Hang on, I did tape something earlier. Hang on, what's this one? Hang on.
E-F-D.
This was Tilly today.
Eight. I take the letter my B. Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-N-C. Now I know ABC. Next time I'll do something with me.
Yay. That was Tilly. Millie didn't want to do it. So look, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Here's the outro from Ed.
Thanks,
Ed. Go Ed Shipley. Our little music. We're going to boogie around.
Woo!
Woo! Gemma's dancing now.
I am.
Put that back on.
No, thank you so much for listening. We really, 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 really do appreciate it because we never expected the response that we got. Thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You're going to put your clothes back on?
Do I have to?
Thanks, everyone.
Thank
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.